I stayed. I always had a room or a bed with a girl, with a little girl that I stayed with. They wouldn't let her sleep alone or anything, so I slept in a room with her.
Did you have to share your money with your family?
No, not at that time, because I really wasn't getting that much, so they left me have it. I needed that more or less for a bus fare to go back and forth to church, or on my day off, I would go to a movie, which was cheap. I can't remember what I paid for a movie in those days, but it wasn't more than 15 or 20 cents. And so it wasn't, I didn't have that much money to spend. Or sometimes if they needed something, I would give them what I had.
Do you remember any of the movies?
No, I can't remember. I can't remember any of them.
Okay. Did the summer droughts affect your family?
Well, I imagine it affected them in a way, and in another way, they always had, we, living on a farm like that, we had an advantage over the city people because we had our own food, like our own, we always had our own meat, beef, pork, chicken, and a lot of times we had duck and turkey, and I said, we had all our own milk and eggs, and potatoes. Dad always planted a lot of potatoes. We'd always dig about a wagon load of potatoes every fall in the summer. And then my mother and I, after I got old enough to help her can, we would always can around 100 quarts of everything, like your vegetables and your fruits and jellies. So I don't know if we really, the only thing that we would have had to buy in those days was more or less sugar or spices or something like that. Because Dad would always, with the neighbor, they would always take their wheat and take it up to a mill and have it ground into flour. So we'd always have our own flour. So I don't know if we really, the farmers really, well, of course they suffered. I mean, they didn't get nothing for their wheat, maybe 30 cents a bushel or something like that. And the eggs were so cheap, I think they sold them for 5 cents a dozen, and butter didn't get too much. But whatever my mom would take to the grocery store, she would always buy her, like, her spices, what she needed, like salt and peppers and things like that, that she could buy, you know, cheap.
Mm-hmm. Did your family ever own a car?
Yes, they had a car, but I can't tell you what year they got it or anything, because I can remember it, because in the wintertime, it would be cold, and we'd be wrapped in blankets, and there wasn't no glass in the windows at that time. It was nothing but curtains, and it would get awful cold, but we would always be wrapped up in quilts or blankets, and when it snowed, we couldn't drive the car anyway, and then we'd go to church or to school in a wagon, and then we'd all be bundled up. All you could see was our faces. And later on in the summertime, then we would take the curtains off, and then it would be cool in the car when it rode. But I can't remember what the name of the car was or when Dad even got it.
So there weren't any windows on the car?
No, it was all open, but these curtains would snap on some way or other in the wintertime. But they weren't that closed either, because there was gaps in them and the cold air came in.
Speaking of the weather, did you ever experience any bad tornadoes or any bad storms that you can remember?
I can't ever remember any bad. Well, we always had storms, but I can't remember a tornado. We had wind storms a couple different times that I can remember. Tipped doors off, or the garage, or the barn doors off a couple different times, or it might have taken a roof, but we just figured it was a strong wind off of a Struder house or garage or something like that, and broke a lot of limbs, but I don't think we ever had a I can remember him having a tornado. And then after, once I can remember, we had an awful storm, lightning storm. It struck a barn of ours that my mom had, oh, about 100 baby turkeys in and some sheep on one side. Lightning struck that, and it destroyed everything. But as for tornadoes, I don't remember ever seeing a funnel or being in one or anything like that. It's just that we'd have strong winds, and then it would take doors off or something like that, break down trees.
The TV came out about 1935. Did your family ever own one?
No, my family didn't own one until 1952 or maybe about 55, because we never had one. And then in 1955, some friends of ours gave us a TV, and that's the first TV we had. We had I was working for a Catholic priest across the alley, and he always had the boys come over and watch TV with him on Sunday afternoons because the ball games would come on. He wanted the boys to watch sports, so he would have them come over and sit there with him on Sunday afternoons. And then in 1955, he surprised us one Christmas Eve with a TV. Yes, we had radios, but we didn't listen to them. Well, we did listen to them because my dad would sit there and listen to the weather, and then there was some programs on there that he liked to watch. We would sit there and listen, but during the winter times, we always had our homework to do. After we got through in the evenings, we had to do our homework, and he wouldn't let us listen to any radio or anything. And, of course, like I said, we didn't have no TV in those days, and we didn't have no electricity, so we had lamps on the table where we did our homework. And after we got a little older on Sunday evenings, we played dominoes, or we had corn that we would have spelling words with. The corn in those days, we had some red, some orange and yellow and blue, and then we would give each of us three girls, or my mom would sit there and she'd give us a word to spell out, and we would take corn and spell words, or we would make designs, you know, pictures out of it, whatever we wanted to do. But that was our pastime on Sunday evenings. We loved to play dominoes, or we didn't play cards because we didn't understand them too good, but we always had our corn to play with, and we loved that.
Oh, wow. That's neat. Do you ever remember any encounters with Indians?
Well, the only thing about Indians was we had one working for us, and he worked for us for about 10 years, which he was a very nice Indian. He was quiet, and he came back every year to help my dad in harvest. I think he came back for about 10 years, and then all of a sudden we just didn't hear anymore. Of course, he was in his upper age when he was there. I would say the upper 50s, or in his 50s when he worked for us. And so maybe he got too old to come back. But I can remember he always helped my dad a lot, and then he would help my mother in the garden, weed the garden and pick beans and things like that. He was a very helpful person, and I think he was from Oklahoma, one of the Cherokee Indians. But he was a nice, very friendly man.
Do you remember what his name was?
We called him Chief. I don't know if we ever had any other name or not, but when he'd come, we'd always just holler at, "Oh, there comes Chief again." And Dad never always called him Chief. Of course, he always paid him in cash. He never gave him any checks or anything, and so I don't know if Dad ever knew his name or not, but he was always when he came, he said he's chief, and that's what we called him.
That your dad had a lot of men that worked for him?
Yes, they would come up from Arkansas, and they would follow the wheat harvest. They would start down in the southern part of Oklahoma and come on up, and then they'd get to our place every year. They would be the same ones practically every year. And then from our place, they would go on up to Canada. Then on their way back, they always stopped and visit with us a couple of days, or if Dad had anything for him to do, he would let him help maybe plow or do something out in the field, and they would go on home. But their name, I remember two of them especially, I guess because I was older when they kept coming back, and it was Dan and Bill Cusick. So they were real nice. They worked for us for a number of summers. I just can't recall how many.
Racially mixed?
No, they were just
just regular men.
Regular.
I mean, you know.
White men.
Yeah.
But from what part of Arkansas now they came from, I don't know. In those days, there was quite a few men that would go or come through here. They would call them hired hands, and they would come to town. And if any of the farmers wanted anybody, they would just go to town because they'd be in town. And they would stick around two or three days. And if people needed help, they would, you know, get them. And if they didn't, they would move on. And most of the time, it didn't take long for somebody to have a job because they all needed help in those days because there was a lot more work to do. Mm-hmm. Like when they ran a binder and horses. I mean, the horses pulled the binders or the wagons, you know, no tractors. So it was a lot easier to have, you know, several men. And the wages weren't that high. I can't recall what the wages were. Not that much, I don't think, but didn't need much in those days. I mean, you could live on a lot. But this little town of Garden Plain, sometimes Dad needed extra help, and he would always come to Garden Plain, and he'd always come back with a couple extra hands. They call them hired hands, helpers.